Now we're going to continue our coverage of the storm that's inundating parts of Houston, as we just heard, by going to Colonel Stephen Metz. He's the public affairs officer for the Texas Military Department that's conducting search and rescue operations, and he's with us now to talk about the rescue efforts being conducted by the National Guard. Colonel, thanks so much for being with us. We know you're very busy right now.
Yep, glad to be here.
So how are the search and rescue operations going?
They're going pretty well. We're finally getting breaks in the weather where we can get in. We're starting to see pictures and videos of our high-profile vehicles that are able to get into pretty deep water, basically tall trucks, and get people to safety. We're starting to see a significant number of hoist operations, hoist rescues with helicopters lowering people down to put hoists on people and pull them up out of the water. So we're really starting to see now what we've been preparing for and trying to get in place for actually happening.
Do you have any idea of how many people still are waiting to be rescued? I mean, as you might imagine, we're hearing from people. We're hearing from people on social media. Friends of people are calling and just trying to get attention for certain people in certain areas, saying that, their people are starting to get frightened. Do you have any sense of what the scope of the rescue operation that remains to be done?
I really don't at this time. We're so focused right now on going where the need is, wherever the local and state agencies call us and tell us to go, wherever they see that someone needs help. That's our entire focus right now. What can we do to help with safety, security, protection of life? So I am not tracking, how many more there are to go. We're only focused on what can we do right now.
Do you feel that the Guard was prepared for this?
Well, we've certainly prepared for episodes like this, throughout our history, right? We've done joint exercises with and interagency exercises, intergovernmental exercises, coordinating with DPS and the Texas Division of Emergency Management. We've done that for years. We've had floods before. We've had tropical storms. We've had hurricanes before, although, none higher than Cat 2 in recent history. I don't think... Yeah, but this is historic level, right? This is beyond anything we've seen in anyone's recent memory. So there's always an opportunity to learn from every operation what we can do to improve, and I think we'll do that here too. But this is what we've trained for, and we prefer not to have to use our training in an actual tragedy. But when called, the men and women of the Texas Military Department are proud to be a part of Texans serving other Texans.
Before we let you go, this is your opportunity to offer your wish list, if I can call it that. Is there something that you need? Is there something that you don't need? Is there anything that people can do to be helpful to you right now?
The two biggest things that I would throw out there are, one, your first responders are absolutely still the first line. So when you have issues, when you see things, call 911, and then they, if they need help from us, it'll filter up through us, and it'll all follow one smooth channel. Calling us directly is kind of confusing to the way the whole system, because we're set up to support them. And then the other thing is, we've seen some drones in the area, insurance companies, members of the media, people who just want to get video footage. Those drones form an actual risk to our air operations, our pilots, and the people they're trying to rescue. So the FAA has put a ban on drones, and we want to make sure that word gets out there as well.
That's helpful to hear, so thank you for that. That's Colonel Stephen Metz. He's the public affairs officer for the Texas Military Operation, which is conducting search and rescue operations. Colonel, thanks so much for speaking with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.